Rick Goss of the Information Technology Industry Council says the bill will load extra costs on manufacturers.
Those increased costs go one with two ways. We have to cut jobs more than we've done already, or we increase the product price. And that product price increase gets marked down all the way through the supply chain to the consumer.
Goss says most companies don't sell directly to consumers, so they have to contract out collection services. In states with similar legislation, he says tech companies are already being taken advantage of.
They say, okay, well, you guys have a number to meet, and if you don't meet the number, you're going to get hit with these huge per pound penalties, up to 50 cents per pound, which is double what it should cost for on average here. So they come in and they'll say, all right, we'll tell you what, 45 cents a pound.
Neil Peters Michaud of Cascade Asset Management, an IT recycling company, says it's not his industry that's running the show.
I think that the argument that recyclers are going to hold manufacturers hostage is absolutely ridiculous. First, it didn't happen in Minnesota. And second, recyclers against multi-billion-dollar national companies holding them hostage, I don't think it's ever going to happen.
The bill is being considered by a Senate committee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.